This is the Tiger 102.75.
Starting off with a bit of election news today, and Thailand's Election Commission is outlining a tentative timeframe for the next election vote, starting from December the 11th this year at the earliest to May the 9th next year at the latest. The timeframe was set following Wednesday's promulgation of the new law on MP elections, this according to the Election Commission Secretary General Jarungvit Puma. But he said setting the exact election date can only occur after the junta-imposed political ban is partially lifted to pave the way for political parties to meet and plan for the election. Meanwhile, government leaders reiterated yesterday that the national election will be held on February the 24th, now that the last two election organic laws were promulgated. Deputy Prime Minister General Prawit Wongsuwan stressed yesterday that the date remains unchanged, though how the relaxation of the ban on political activities unfolds depends entirely on Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha. At the same time, another Deputy PM, Wisanu Kriyanam, in charge of legal affairs, also said yesterday that he's not heard of anything other than that the national elections will be held on February the 24th. The Philippines is bracing for the onslaught of Super Typhoon Mangkhut, whose 240-kilometre-an-hour winds were on a path for a direct hit at the country's largest and most populous island. The military and police in northern Luzon were placed on red alert, barring all troops going on leave, so they could respond to emergencies in communities expected to bear the brunt of the typhoon, which is packing the power of a Category 5 hurricane. The typhoon appears likely to strike an area considered the breadbasket of the Philippines, raising fears of significant damage to the agricultural sector, which has already been reeling from a series of typhoons that's already destroyed crops, livestock, and fisheries. Current forecasts show the typhoon on track to start lashing the Philippines with strong winds and heavy rains today, with the eye of the storm passing over northern Luzon tomorrow, drenching areas as far south on the island as Manila, the capital. Mukdahan Provincial Police are defending the finding of a truck driver for wearing a pair of slippers 400 baht whilst he was behind the wheel as not being excessive but well within the framework of the law. The police action's become a hot topic of intense debate in social media after the truck driver posted a clip showing his arguments with the Mukdahan policeman after he was slapped with a 400 baht fine for wearing slippers while driving on September the 10th. In the clip, the man claimed he wore a pair of shoes while driving, but when he was told to see the police at a road checkpoint, he changed into a pair of slippers, but police rejected his claim. Police say that wearing slippers could risk causing an accident. Billboards with head and shoulder shots of 15 former Thammasat University cheerleaders that allegedly claim to inspire students to apply to be cheerleaders this year are drawing mixed reactions from the public and netizens. The billboards, which belong to the university's cheerleader club, are placed at every corner of the university's Taprachan and Rangsit campuses as advertisements to encourage students who want to represent the university as cheerleaders to apply in the selection process. A lecturer at another university wrote on his Facebook page asking whether it's appropriate for university students to be showing so much flesh. He said that the Ratchadapisek Road is known among tourists and nightlife goers for its massage parlours, nightclubs, as well as nighttime entertainment venues. He says it looks like they're being selected for a magazine cover. Another mass communication academic said on his Facebook page, "It's unbelievable that a university with the word Dharma in its name would come down to this level. What a pity." And yesterday, four live sea turtles and one dead turtle were washed up on Nyang Beach. All of them were stuck in fishing nets. The five turtles were stuck in the one big fishing net. Four of them are Oliver Ridley sea turtles, with the other one a hawksbill sea turtle. One of the live sea turtles had a leg missing. An officer from the Sirinat National Park says that fishermen mustn't throw old fishing nets into the sea, as they can wash up on the beach and catch many sea creatures as they float around. Many sea turtles have been found stuck in old fishing nets this year along the coast of Phuket.